Welcome to For the Earth, a podcast about Oregonians in Lane County taking up their own causes to help the planet. Your host is Dylan Darling, environmental reporter at the Register Guard in Eugene, Oregon.
Thank you for tuning into For the Earth. I meet all kinds of fascinating people while covering the environment in Oregon. The goal of this podcast is for you to get to know them. My first guest is Brennan Matherly. He is a 14-year-old from Eugene, trying to change the way Oregonians think about single-use food containers. This is my pilot podcast of something that we're calling For the Earth, and the whole concept is to talk to people in the Eugene, Springfield, Lane County area who are doing something for the Earth, be it an environmentalist, conservationist. I really want to find the people who are doing some grassroots type of projects, and you were one of the first people who came to mind. This is Brennan Matherly, and he's been on a campaign that began with plastic straws, and it sounds like it has expanded to other things. And so, Brennan, thank you for joining me today.
Thank you for having me.
In your own words, could you explain to me your cause? What is it that you're working on?
I'm really just trying to reduce single-use plastic in Eugene and Oregon. So that's really my cause.
How are you going about getting there?
I've had two petitions so far, one for plastic straws and one for styrofoam. I'm also just talking to people, spreading awareness. I have a sticker and a website.
Tell me about the sticker and the website.
The sticker was designed last year. And the website was also last year, but we're trying to update a new one. That's still coming along.
And the sticker, it's got a simple, punchy message. What is the message on the sticker?
It says, suck less.
Is that in reference to straws?
Yeah.
Before we turned on the recorder, you were mentioning that it's about a lot more than just straws now. What are you looking at now, and what type of change are you trying to bring about?
Now I'm focusing more on EPS and PS, polystyrene, more commonly known as styrofoam. I'm trying to solve that I went to a meeting about 2 weeks ago for the Climate Action Plan. I talked about reducing the amount of polystyrene that we use for takeout containers or just holding stuff in general.
This meeting was at the Lane County Board of Commissioners?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay, so I forgot to ask, Brennan, how old are you?
I'm 14.
All right, so you're 14, you go in front of the Lane County Board of Commissioners. What was your message for them?
I was really just telling them the risks and dangers of polystyrene and how we could just reduce it by getting rid of it in our grocery stores and restaurants.
Why do you want to get rid of it? What are the risks and dangers of it?
It has a bunch of toxic chemicals in it that leach into our foods, such as benzene, which is a cancer causer, and it's just horrible for the environment.
Here is some of what Brennan had to say to the Lane County Board of Commissioners on July 23rd, 2019.
Thank you, commissioners, for hosting this public hearing. My name is Brennan Matherly, and I started Stralis, Oregon in the Suck Less campaign. Thank you for working on county action plans to deal with climate change as well. However, collectively, we all still suck. We suck every time we use single-use plastics, and sometimes it's not our fault. Sometimes it's forced on us, like dining out and being given a plastic utensil, a styrofoam cup or container. Single-use plastic is used for minutes and lasts hundreds, even thousands of years in our environment. Plastic breaks up, not down, and it's everywhere. Microplastics have been found raining down from pristine mountaintops to the deepest oceans and the remotest parts of the Arctic.
His comments to the commission show how his cause has grown. We met late last year, and I did a story about your focus at the time about straws. One of the things we talked about was what happens when a small plastic straw ends up in the environment, and something like wildlife might get a hold of it. In particular, people think about sea turtles. A response I heard from a lot of people was that, hey, the straw that I have here in Lane County, it's just going to go to the landfill. It's not going toward the ocean. It'll be fine in that landfill for however long. So why should I care about these animals far away? What kind of response would you have to folks who might say that?
Well, a lot of straws actually do end up in the oceans from being tossed out, such as going into sewers and being put out to the ocean. And also animals, if you don't throw it out, they'll get it. And in landfills, it's just stacking up more and more. They're not a permanent solution.
Yeah, definitely. And you think of storm drains and things like that,
yeah.
That if it ends up going into the water system, it may seem far away, but our creeks here lead to rivers, which lead out to the ocean.
Yeah.
We just talked a little bit about you going before the Lane County Board of Commissioners. What's next for you? What's next in your process in this whole campaign that you're on?
Well, like I said, I'm creating a new website, or building it, and we're hoping to get some shirts on there and some other merchandise that can support our campaign.
What's the website? What's the address?
StralisOregon.org.
With this whole campaign, I keep calling it that. What do you call it? Is it a campaign or?
Yeah.
What is your goal? Like, what do you really want to see happen?
Well, the final goal would really be just getting rid of plastic in all senses, starting to use reusable materials and other materials better than plastic.
Stepping back a moment, what brought you to this point? Why did plastic and this type of material become such a focus for you?
Well, I used to live in California and in San Diego. And at my time there, I would go to the beach a lot. And I'd see so much plastic and litter just littered among the beaches. And it made me feel really bad and upset that I couldn't really do anything. I didn't have a voice as I was so little. And finally, I just decided that I needed to step up. And I got a project, and I decided to just continue.
Are there any mottos or things like that that you take inspiration in? I don't know if there's anything that you've read or anything like that, that as you try to put something together like this.
I mean, really just... Not really, I guess.
No, it's okay.
Sorry, yeah. It's summer.
No, I threw a curveball at you. I just wonder if you see someone on the street and they're having a soda with a straw in it, a plastic straw. They're having food in one of these containers we've been talking about. Is there anything that you'd want to say to them to try to get them to change their habits, change their routines?
For me, it was such a simple step of getting rid of it, and I understand for other people it's not that easy. For them, I'd say if you can just buy a reusable or a bunch of reusables and just keep them with you, it's so much easier than asking for a straw and getting one. It's so much better in the end.
How do you go about this? How do you cancel these type of items out of your life? What type of things have you done?
I've bought quite a few reusables, and I bring them up with me on everyday trips.
What kind of items are we talking about?
Well, I have water bottles, just containers, takeout containers that are made out of like resealables that you can put food in instead of using takeout containers, straws, just a whole bunch of stuff.
What kind of response do you get when you go to order some food and you have these type of usable containers and straws, things like that?
Usually not really anything. They kind of just go about their day as usual. Sometimes we'll get a response like, oh, that's cool that you're for the environment. But other than that, not really anything.
As a 14-year-old, you're on the younger side, as I'm sure sometimes people point out to you. What have you learned so far from this process? Just trying to get change in your community?
Well, I've learned that there's a lot of people, actually, who really want change, and people even younger than me. I recently went to the Ocean Heroes Boot Camp, which was in Vancouver, which was super cool. I got the opportunity to meet a whole bunch of people, and I got the chance to meet people even younger than me, who are as passionate, if not more.
What kind of advice might you have for anyone who takes interest in a cause like this and... you know, might be struggling figuring out how to get something off the ground? What kind of advice might you give them?
I'd really just say, like, not to get discouraged. When I was first starting this, I got pretty down in the dumps because I couldn't really do anything and no one was really signing my petition or it wasn't catching on, but I just kept going.
I think those are all my questions for you. I just thank you so much for coming into the studio today and wish you luck in all that you're doing.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for tuning into For the Earth. Do you know someone in Eugene, Springfield, or another part of Lane County who you think should be highlighted in this podcast? Then send an email to dd@registroguard.com or call me, Dylan Darling, at 541-338-2368. This has been For the Earth.